Paul, Brian talked about different types of games that you guys have played. And what kind of game do you want to get to tonight? Maybe one that's a little bit more like the Vegas third period?
Well, we'll be searching for speed here tonight. That'll be the place that we're looking for our indicators, and you'll find that, are we getting to the hits that we're supposed to, not that we're running around the ice finishing checks, but are we getting to them? And then it's going to be hand speed. Are we moving the puck quick enough? So they've got a lot of quickness up front, a lot of good hands, they'll knock pucks down. And if you're slow with that, and we'd be mindful that we're coming off the West Coast, and sometimes you see a certain amount of sluggishness early in the game, and that will be what we're looking for. We got to get to fast. I think our LA game at home, we were clearly slow in that game, and then for most of that road trip, we got to a faster pace of game.
What has Brian brought in terms of stability to that second line center spot?
Well, I'm going to say the stability doesn't necessarily come from the second line. It comes from the low three in your own end of the ice. So when you have a youngish back end, you really rely on the centermen. They're basically part of it. So when Brian's out, or when Adam Lowry's out, we really miss that low three coverage, and he's so good there. But he looks kind of rejuvenated, right? He's got lots of jump. He missed those games, and we missed him for sure. But I think it's as much defensively as it is offensively.
Paul, you've talked in the past about it taking, you know, roughly 20 games to kind of carve out an identity for a team. I assume when you start the year, you've got an idea what you want that identity to look like. But through the process of those 20 games, how much learning is done by you on what your team is capable of and how you have to shift your expectations for what that identity will be?
Well, a big part of it, when you have a fairly substantial turnover to your group, how the pieces fit and what they're going to look like when they fit together is something that you're assessing. And every team, even if you brought the same guys back every year, are, for whatever reason, you know, you get just look at the stats of teams that were out of the gate scoring a lot last year or not, or great penalty kills, and they're at the bottom. There's a shift in your team, so you've got to kind of figure out the pieces of your identity game that are there, and then the pieces that aren't, you got to keep working on and try to fix. So we from the start of the season, we've pretty strong improvement in our odd man rushes against, our rush defense at the line, believe it or not, our defensive zone time. I think it's going to get heavily skewed off that San Jose game. But so those things we like. There were parts of our offensive game we didn't like, believe it or not. We had to find a new way to kind of do that, generate a little bit more of chaos from some pucks to the net. So I think we're rounding into that. That's changed. Our shot attempts for and chances for have come up pretty significantly here in the last 8 games.
Is there anything you know about this team that may have surprised you early, or something that you may not have?
No, I mean, the thing that I like the most is that they're a resilient group. They're staying in the fight right to the end. We've had some good results from being behind, so that feeds it. But right from game 2 against New Jersey, the bench might have got a little quiet early, but the bench fought back in each game, kind of rallying together, and it matters. You know, the talk on the bench when you're down or you're behind, you say the right things, good things happen, it starts to build into who you are. That would be the thing I'm probably most pleased, because you never know that about your team, how hard it will fight together early in the season especially. It's been good.
You mentioned game 2 against New Jersey. That was a bit of a wild one, and it's been a long time since then. Are you able to look at that game to prepare for tonight, or are you looking at
more? We'll look at both, right? We would have our edits from that game of where we were good and where we got hurt, and then we would also then relate that to probably their last 4 or 5 games, where they're a little bit different team now. Really big shift on their power play. They changed their defensemen up top, and now they've scored 7, I think, in their last 6 games. So they've gotten a real boost from that in their game. And then we'd like to be a quite a bit different team in that. Just, you know, that's back-to-back at the first 2 games of the season. You got missing Brian. Your team looks a whole lot different.
And then, sorry for the repetition, I was thinking about the power play and that game against New Jersey.
Me too.
I think that Blake Coleman was on Patrick Laine's hip the entirety of the way through.
Yeah, they shade to shooters. But now we have a different look, and we're we're kind of excited about it. We think that on both units there's a place to go. We've already, you know, spent the morning mapping out for the other unit what change would you make if you want to get Patrick back to the one-timer side. So there's some things we can do, but having Kyle Connor, so that half wall position that he's in is where he would have played his college career, so he's got some confidence and has had some success there. And Matty Pro has been very, very dynamic in the slot, opening up seam passes, and of course the goal that he scored. Having Blake near and in and around the net encourages the other four guys to put the puck to the net, because nobody's going to stand in front of the net and get clubbed for 2 minutes if the puck never gets there. So there's some impetus to get the puck down there. So we like the pace of it now. Well, it's run basically for a game, so we'll see how it goes.
Does Neil Pionk do well to be able to play 29 minutes in the last game?
He's been an incredibly efficient but high intensity player, so he doesn't burn a lot of energy trying to cover everybody's job. Smart guy, knows his job, really, really effective with it, but fast with it. And then he's a fit man. He recovers very, very well on the bench. But he won't burn any extra energy, but he still plays a very, very intense game. He doesn't conserve any shifts. He's just really efficient with what he gets done.
Is Bull, you good tonight?
Yes.
Any update on Tucker at all?
No, nothing. Still getting tested.